This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to RockOnTheMoney.com. Hope you enjoy. If you found any value in Amy's podcast, I know you're saving money from... How much money can you think people can save from listening to this podcast?
Oh, man, hundreds, if not thousands, just from the my savvy savings alone.
Absolutely. If you guys are saving or getting any benefit, please help us help you by sharing the podcast. That does more for us than anything else. Please.
Yeah. Tell your friends and family.
Would mean the world to us. We really would appreciate if you could do that. So, all right. We're going to do baby step number three, Amanda.
Yes. This is pretty simple. It is a simple one. So why don't we recap? Let's recap one and two.
Baby step one, there's seven steps. Baby step one is you need an initial emergency fund of $1,000. If you make less than $24,000 a year, you only need about $500. Just to have something.
You need more, but your goal is 500.
Right. Yeah, 500. We don't want to stress you out if you're not making a lot of money. We want to get you going. And then, of course, baby step two, which is the big kahuna of the whole thing. You're going to work your debt snowball. Debt snowball is smallest amount, smallest balance. Pay those off and work your way up to the biggest balance. We're not worried about interest rates or anything like that. Okay.
So people can be on baby step two for a long time, right?
Like a year or 1 to 2 years. Yeah. You can expect 2 years or less.
Yeah. And then you should not move on to step three until you're completely done with baby step two. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah. We don't do anything simultaneously in one, two, and three. Okay.
They're steps, not
steps. Yes. They are steps.
Right.
Okay. So baby step three is pretty straightforward. And we've actually talked about this in a previous episode, just in a different way, about having an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of your expenses. And this is a fully funded emergency fund. This is not rocket science. This has been talked about not by just Dave Ramsey, but everybody. You need to have 3 to 6 months of expenses to have a fully funded emergency fund.
Yeah.
And this is after you've paid off all your debt except for the mortgage, okay? Right. And you've already got this momentum going. You're now celebrating. You're like, holy crap, I just paid off all my cars, my credit cards, and everything. I'm starting to feel really good. So now we want to keep that momentum going, and now we want to build up the money. Now, where will we put this 3 to 6 months?
So you're saying it's not when you get out of debt, that's not the time to celebrate and go buy yourself a new big reward.
Oh, no. I will haunt you in your dreams, people.
I worked so hard.
No, we're not done yet. There's seven baby steps here. We only got through two.
Two. Okay.
We can slow down at four, but we got to get through three. This is very crucial, people. Very crucial. So where would we put our 3 to 6 months of expenses, Amanda? What would be a good place?
So I would put it somewhere where it's liquid so that you can access it rather quickly if an emergency does come up. I mean, you're not relying on credit cards for your emergency fund, people. This is actual money, not plastic money for emergencies. So you'll want to, like a money market account is a good place to have it. We've talked about some of these online high interest rate savings account. That's a good place to have it. Or even if you have a checking account with a bank or a credit union that you like, and there's a savings account there too, that's also an appropriate place to have it. Your goal is not to make money on this money. It's to have the cash available for emergencies.
Yeah. And the difference here is if their car breaks down, you need new air conditioner in your house, something like that, you're now writing a check. Instead of getting a loan. We're not financing it through some air conditioner company at 0%.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite. Oh, I can help you out with a plumbing job. It'll be $99 a month. You're like, that doesn't tell me anything.
All that. And especially, look, the economy's been doing great. I'm not getting political or anything like that. At some point, they're going to start cutting jobs. It's just a normal cycle of how this thing works. Some people may be laid off. I mean, people get laid off all the time. This 3 to 6 months is to help cover you until you get another job. So it's that kind of thing. So we want to have that money fully accessible, ready to go, and 3 to 6 months. And this is the part that I think a lot of people have a hard time just putting money away. I mean,
Because they feel the job is done. They're out of debt, and now they can go back to living the high life. Hey, quick question, Craig.
Sure.
Why do you say accept your mortgage?
Oh, because that's coming up in another baby step.
A little teaser.
When we get up to baby steps 4, 5, and 6, we get into the mortgage. But right now, we don't care about the mortgage. We're just paying that on time like we always do.
Perfect.
Nice teaser. I like how you did that. Here, and just as another quick reminder, since we've just now
I just asked the questions the listeners are going to ask.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Here, just one quick reminder, since we've done baby steps 1, 2, and 3. Let's say you're married, and then all of a sudden you found out your wife is pregnant.
Well, you don't have to be married for that, but, well, I guess for your wife, but pregnancies happen outside of marriage, Craig.
Personal situations whatsoever.
But I don't know how that's relevant.
Okay, whatever. Okay, you're a couple, and you got a baby on the way. I don't know how it happened. Well, I do know how it happened. That's a whole other thing. But let's say you have a baby on the way. This is one of these little side rules to the baby steps. You stop the baby steps at that point. We're not paying off the debts. We're not building up the emergency fund, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, we're kind of doing an emergency fund, because here's what you're going to do. All that money that you have extra from your budget, because you have a detailed budget, Amanda, right? Mm-hmm. All that money, instead of paying off debts or whatever, we're now dumping that into a money market account or your bank account. We're going to start building that up. Because what we want to do is make sure that no extra medical expenses occur from whatever's occurring. I'm just using a childbirth as an example. Sure. So once the baby is born and the baby comes and everything's fine and comes home, and your expense was probably the TV in the hospital room. That was your only expense, and everything was covered. Then all that money, then we go back through the baby steps. We make sure the $1,000 initial emergency fund, then we pay off all the snowball debts. Okay. And work into, so we take all that money and just work through the baby steps to wherever we end up.
So basically now, what you're saying, if I could recap for you, is that if you have an anticipated large life event coming up that may have some cost associated with it. It doesn't even have to be for sure. Sometimes it is certain, but other times it's not certain. You should pause the baby steps, stockpile your money. I mean, of course, continue making minimum payments, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself in an even worse situation, but stockpile money so that you have a cash fund, and then once everything's in the clear and you don't need the money, or you use some of the money and not all the money, or you use all the money, then you go back to start. But if you don't use all the money, you use that stockpile to throw at your debt.
Right. We don't go to the dealership and buy a car.
Got it.
We all go back through baby steps and we find out where we're at that point. We use all that money, but we just want to make sure that we're not caught off guard by a premature baby, or if someone is sick and going through cancer therapy. You don't know what the costs are going to be associated with it, because these medical expenses could really be damaging, and we don't want to go deeper into debt. So we're trying to stockpile the money for that. So
perfect.
So thank you for that recap. That was a quick baby step. There's not really much to it. 3 to 6 months. Build it
Save
up.
Save your money.
Save your money. And then we get up to 4, 5, and 6, which is coming up next in another episode. So if you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.